Recorded Books presents Indigo and Ida by Heather Murphy Capps, narrated by Chaney Waits. Chapter 1. Graffiti. For her first ever act of vandalism, Indigo chose a deep blue paint studded with glitter like stars flung across the galaxy, the color of breaking rules and uncovering the truth. For sure, two offenses in 1 week would land her on a list labeled troublemaker. She smiled as she assessed the blank stretch of concrete in front of her. Indigo had decided to work on the cafeteria side of the building, treeless, shadeless brown grass stretching to the far end of the Loon Lake Middle School grounds. She glanced at her phone. Yet another act of disobedience. 5 minutes left before every eighth grader at lunch, including Abby, Manning, and the Tic Tacs, would come in to eat and see her through the huge window. Her stomach snarled, a reminder that she'd skipped breakfast. Ignoring the sun scalding the back of her neck, she paced the bright sidewalk, shaking the paint can, the mixing ball rattling inside the metal canister. The first time she tried to get busted by using her cell phone during school hours, her mother had managed to smooth things over. Since desperate times called for desperate measures, here she was, doing something exactly no one would have ever predicted. Dragging in a deep breath, she pressed the plastic nozzle, and the thin stream of indigo blue paint leapt out onto the sidewalk, hissing and spitting, its fumes immediately making her cough. Tra-la-la. The nozzle bucked under her finger, and the letters came out fatter and loopier than she'd intended. She looked toward the cafeteria exit, heart pounding, every cell in her body braced. Except nothing happened. This wasn't going to work if she didn't get caught. Indigo slid a scrunchie off her wrist, harnessing the wild curls blotting her view. That massive haircut she'd insisted on last month definitely made her look different, but now it was hard to keep the corkscrews out of her eyes. She started again. Tra-la-la, rum-tum-tiddle. She paused again. The afternoon hovered, motionless, hot, silent. Usually by now in Minnesota, the days were warm but no longer steaming. This was not normal. But then again, nothing had been normal this year so far. Indigo brushed an arm across her sweaty forehead and looked into the cafeteria window, just in time to catch Abby bouncing through the doors behind the Tic Tacs. Trinity, Camilla, and Lily. All four wore black leggings, long sweatshirts, and lip gloss. They laughed with each other as they entered, and as usual, the other popular kids gravitated their way, forming a protective circle around them. If Indigo were in there right now, she'd be eating alone at the back corner table in the cafeteria, gulping down her sandwich so she could escape to the library. But today was the first day of October. A new month, a new start. Maybe after today, she'd be at the same table as Abby and Manning, no longer invisible. They would be EPOs forever again. The cafeteria doors burst open. "What is this?" Assistant Principal McKenzie's normally smooth voice skittered into a register Indigo had never heard before. "Finally!" Indigo snatched another glance toward the cafeteria window and smothered a smile. They were watching, all of them, Abby, Trinity, Camilla, and Lily, mouths open, lunch trays poised above the table. Indigo shook the can again and pressed the nozzle. Tum. "Give me that," Mrs. McKenzie huffed, lunging at Indigo. "What are you doing?" Indigo backed up and lifted her chin, shaking the can one more time. "Expressing myself." Minutes later, she was in the main office,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?